I have two names on public comment. Is that okay? So the way I've been doing this is I to make sure no one signs up at the end to be the last speaker, because that happens or not. I get the number of cards of people signed up, which is two, and I mix them up, and then I let Ted draw.
There's only two.
I understand, but we're just gonna keep with my process because I like it, and everyone has approved
so far.
Okay, one. So we're just gonna go in order of the sign up anyway. It's eight, and we have public comment until 8:30. Ted raised the point that we don't have to have public comment at an adjourned meeting, and it could be shorter. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we try to be consistent with the CPB,
yeah.
So consistency prevails that we always allow the public 30
yeah.
minutes if we're going to have a...
okay. So, PJ Pat, you each have 15 minutes. Okay. PK, you're first and then Pat.
Okay. Hello, everybody. It's kind of odd being on this end of the spectrum, but I'm still a member of KPFT, and I'm still committed to KPFT of Pacifica, but I wasn't going to speak tonight. I actually was going to go home. And then I met these two lovely people that started telling me about all the shows that they liked. And we were talking about the percentages of shows. And they said, well, I hadn't noticed that disparity. And they started naming all the shows as people of color, as well as the music that they like and everything. And I'm not trying to put them on the spot, as much as we should be bringing members here to see us at our best. And while I thought I was trying to hold that space for everybody, I realized it wasn't mine to hold. It's yours to hold. And I'm hoping that over the next few months, I won't be standing over you preaching or talking, or I may write it. In fact, I thought maybe I'd do a Comey booklet. I'll think about that. But just know, you represent the people, and the people are expecting the best from you, and the best sometimes is complicated. And I am hoping that through your genuine love for KPFT, you'll see it as a place with people that look like me. I look like this one couple here, too.
Thank you. Okay. You have 15, and then I'll divide the remainder between you two if you want, or for other speakers.
I really don't have anything to say for 15 minutes, to tell you the truth. Because I've been in front of this board speaking numerous times and nothing's been done, and y'all look wider than you did last week. And so, I mean, you know, what's to say? What has been accomplished? In all seriousness, nothing. You know, you take one little baby step and then you take a giant step back. Remember that children's thing that we used to do in elementary school? I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, you take a baby step or a giant step.
Yeah.
Well, honey, the baby steps frontwards or forwards, as the educated people would say, is baby steps forward, but it's great big steps backwards. And from last week to this week, y'all have taken a huge step backwards, getting rid of PK. And so I don't know what you're going to do, because really I couldn't care less anymore. I don't care. And I encourage everybody that I come in contact with not to care. And that's a horrible thing to say about KPFT. I've been around KPFT since the early 70s. And it's really horrible, but every one of y'all hold responsibility. And you don't give a shit. You sit there. You just sit there and don't say a word. And worse, you don't say a word in here, but you don't go out and say anything either. Because I would rather you say at least something, you know, and get the ball moving. But nothing. You just sit there like logs, you know? So I don't care anymore. The station is going downhill. The station is going to be buried unless something drastically changes. And I can't foresee it in the quick future. I cannot see anything good happening at all. I don't care if you fire that man that can't keep his name straight. It doesn't matter. Because you're going to be overruled, I guarantee you. And it's really sad. Because I would imagine at the Pacifica board meetings, the main ones, they're still cutting people off. They're still not letting people talk. Because there does not want to be a dissent. You know, and you still allow this man right here to be on the board with all of his backstabbing and his underhandedness. And just because you got rid of his mouthpiece doesn't mean that he won't get another mouthpiece. So all of y'all are to blame. And even if you didn't do anything loudly and overtly, by your inaction, you did something. Because I can't remember who the quote was. Was it Dr. King or somebody? If you don't do anything at all, it's like you joined the enemy. And so all of y'all have joined the enemy. All of you. Sitting there with your smug faces, you know, your educated faces. Because it makes no difference. Because what you have lost from the community are the people that count. Houston is a majority of color. And I've told you all this before. Look around to your left and right. Just look around. And count. And even one time I got up and did your average ages. So obviously nothing affects you. You don't care. And it's really sad. It's really, really sad. I know for a fact, I don't care what the white prison show says, they've lost the majority of the death row prisoners. Because you cannot run a prison show by white when the majority of the prisoners are people of color. You cannot. I don't care how you try to word it, how many people you bring on. You cannot. Because the prison show does not look like the people on death row. They don't sound like the people on death row. And I don't care who you have as a musical guest this week. I listen to those things because I hear those things from the death row guys that still contact me, regardless what the prison show tried to undermine me and how they lied on me. So it doesn't matter. It does not matter. And when you start getting rid of programs, and y'all have allowed it because y'all had a lot of power, but you sat on your big fat rear ends and did nothing. And that's like betting with the enemy. When you sit there and do nothing. I don't care how many coffee shops you go to or how many wines you drink afterwards or how many drinks you have at these bars on Alabama Street. These are not the people that you want to reach. When we lost all of those young people of color, when they left and started their own radio station on the computer, that should have been y'all's wake-up call. But nobody cared, did they? You've lost a huge segment. I heard someone say last week, how many people, subscribers, does the station at TSU have? 230,000? It was a huge amount. How many do we have? Can you count 5,000 maybe? And half of those don't get their premiums. So they won't be around. And it's really, really sad, y'all. And I've asked you, I've begged with you, I've pleaded with you
to get up off your rear ends and do something. And here you just sit. You may have changed factions. You may have moved from one side of the room to another. But it doesn't matter. You're all cut out of the same cloth. And unfortunately, that cloth is white and racist and not caring about the real people of Houston. Just like you sat here when the Nazi, how many months did it take you? How many times did I have to come up here and say, I'm making it public, I'm going to make it public. Y'all just sat here 2 days before I made it public. Y'all decided to do something. And it's the same attitude. You've done nothing. Nothing. And what's been 2 years, 3 years, whatever? Just sit there. The only progress in this town, I understand, by the grapevine, has been the Green Party. They were able to get rid of some people there. So you need to do the same here. And you need to have a voice. Even if your voice doesn't agree with me, have a voice instead of sitting there like some log, you know? You don't do a darn thing. I disagree with my friend PK. I don't stand around in a circle and sing Kumbaya and hope everything's all right. Because to me, it hasn't gotten anything accomplished. Going out and having drinks afterwards. When I first heard about that, I realized you don't drink and try to conduct business. That should be a lesson to all of y'all. You know? So y'all do what you want to do. Really, of the 5,000, isn't it 5,000 that's a subscriber? Oh, we don't know because we don't have a marketing department that can give us accurate figures. You know, whatever it is, it's dwindling, y'all. Think about it. TSU has 230,000. How do they get that? How? And it's not by going to their board meetings and arguing, I guarantee you. It's by playing what the people want to hear. So maybe all of y'all should tune to TSU's station maybe for 3 or 4 days or part of a week and find out what they're doing. So we can encourage our station to do the same, because no one cares anymore at all. That's evident. That is very evident. Nobody in this room cares. You know? What can I say? Except I don't care anymore either. And it's sad. It's really sad. From the 1970s to right now. And we have to give up something like that. Because of y'all. I want to say anymore? You.
There's 18 minutes left. Where do you want to talk to Steve?
Do I sing a song?
Don't expect me to hold hands
with you. I would very much like to hear about the programs that you guys enjoy listening to, if you're comfortable sharing, or what brought you here, because we haven't seen you before, and unfortunately there aren't a whole lot of people that participate in our listener comment, and it does tend to be the same people, and it's nice to see new faces with whatever message you
Madam
have
Chair.
To bring.
This is a bit unconventional, but we do have 17 minutes left if anyone in the room would like to speak again. What does that mean right now, right?
Let's move the agenda.
Okay, I'm supposed to offer the extra minutes to the rest of the public.
Okay, my original intent was to show up and listen and to see how it all works and what the different factions or different perspectives were here. So my intent was not originally to participate, but since you're asking, I get to listen a little bit more in the early afternoons because of my work schedule at this point. So I get to hear Politics Done Right. I get to hear Connect the Dots. I get to hear Ecology. Yeah, these are all programs that I've enjoyed listening to, and of course, I do enjoy on the weekends the blues shows, Fair Change.
I enjoyed Houston Jazz Spotlight today. I was listening
to that. Yes, on the way up we listened to that. We're from Conroe. We drove there.
And I think we were just curious. We've been listening for a while. We don't have a lot of money, but we've been trying to help, especially these last couple of fun drives, and I guess we feel invested now, and we want to maybe kind of see what we've invested in. I don't know, but I love KPFT. I think one of the things we said out there was that it's hard to imagine staying in the Houston area without having KPFT, because the landscape on the And we live a little bit differently. We don't have a computer at the house, and we don't listen to the radio. That's what we do, and we enjoy it, listening on the weekends to the music shows, and I don't hear as much of the. I love to listen to Democracy Now! In the morning, just to get a little bit different perspective than the mainstream media.
Madam Chair, while you opened up this can of worms, could you ask the guests what is it that they would like to hear more of that they don't hear?
If you choose to respond,
I did it through the chair as appropriate.
Any four of you can respond. We have 14 minutes left for public comment.
I haven't noticed any gaps, but as I've been talking and as I look around, there seems to be a little bit less diversity than I expected to see at a KPFT board meeting, I have to say.
Stick around.
But that being said, what I do hear and what I do see on KPFT is one of the few places I can actually hear diverse voices speak and actually hear, Arab voices. And I was like, wow, they're talking about, they're actually getting to talk about that. And I don't get to hear that typically. It's not a time I'm typically listening. So, because we don't have computers, we're not sitting there podcasting at all. We're hearing it in line with what they show on what the shows are on the radio. So, I would suggest, including more of the younger groups coming in to talk about what issues they're feeling and having to deal with. We're both teachers, and Black Lives Matter, that would be a good thing to hear about. And, just all the different things that are going on out there, what I don't want to see, and one of the things I'm thinking of too many things at once. Uh-oh, you opened it. I was telling Danny that as progressives, I feel like we're in danger of infighting so much, and this is across the board, not here particularly, but microcosm, macrocosm, that you could end up, worrying so much about trying to get along. There is an OHI in the public school system, organizational health, where it's a lesser thing to just smile on everybody's face, and it's a higher level actually than the smiling to actually be in conflict. But eventually, you have to get to a place where you move past the conflict with respect and not, no name calling, no degrading anybody. And being able to actually listen to someone. I was saying out there how more times than not, and myself included, I end up saying. What I'm thinking of what I'm going to say next to support my argument, rather than actually deeply listening to someone. And I read a book recently called Why Can't We Be Good, which is about the Socratic Method. So it's the Socratic Method where you actually are here. Whoever starts the debate says something, the other person has to actually rephrase and show that they understood what that person said before they even begin to give a rebuttal. Then they give a rebuttal, and then the person has to say, "Yes, you got it right. I hear you saying this is your rebuttal," and go on until you get to the truth. And when you're deeply listening and your commitment is to truth or justice, then it actually you get there. If that's both of the intent, if you sit there in a spirit of trying to get to some resolution on some things, eventually it comes after really that excruciating kind of listening and going back and forth. And that's really all I have to say. I mean, I could say a lot, but
There's 11 more minutes in public comment. Would any of you like to take those minutes?
I don't want to take the minutes. I think you all should go back to doing the business that you want to do. I mean, I think we kind of are in agreement with that. We want you to get the business done. I will just ask one little question. Do you need a report from me for finance, or can I go?
I have them in the folders if you're comfortable with the documents speaking for itself.
Okay.
Then it's up to you. I think we'd all benefit from having you here, but if you need to go, that's...
I don't need to go. I just
want to go. I have 3 things to say, if the board will allow me. First of all, thank you for speaking. The process is usually you sign up, and those are the people who have to speak. You're not usually called out of the crowd to answer questions. So, thank you for doing that so graciously. Secondly, I'd love to invite you to join one of our LSB committees. We have lots of committees that serve the station in a variety of ways. I have a list here. PK knows all of them and the chairs, but come to the committees. We have them about development and outreach, lots of different things. So come and get involved that way. Also, this year we have a local station board election, and so y'all seem like wonderful people who love the station, and if you want to be involved in this group, sign up for the election, or tell people you know who also love the station that there's an election coming. So okay. We'd love to have you.
Thank you for the invitation.
And we meet here every second Wednesday, 7 to 10. This is just a special meeting for the next station meeting. Just so if you want to come back next month. Okay.
I'm putting culturally diverse, like-minded people and replace all of us. You could say something.
I already told them that.
We're on item 6, Roman numeral 6, and this is Rick's motion from the last meeting. So, Rick, will you please read it?
Okay. It says, I move the KPFT LSB changes monthly meeting date from Wednesday to Thursday or Tuesday. The current unpaid IGM has been unable to attend meetings on Wednesday nights due to the fact that he has therapy sessions. He leaves on that date. The LSB should show that the IGM will attend the meeting halfway.
Point of information. Rick, by any chance, have you confirmed with Larry that he is available on Tuesdays or Thursday evenings?
No.
Okay. Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
No. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay, you can just say I object. You don't have to have a tone.
What if you have?
Rick is going to speak for his motion, and we're going to have 3 speakers for 3 events. And then if we want to continue debate, someone can move to extend. Are there objections to that process? It's what we've been using.
I'm not great at the parliamentary procedure, but I would like to make a substitute motion. I would like to make a substitute motion.
Point of order?
Yes.
You would just offer that in debate.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll put you on stack after Rick.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I have Rick and then Rhonda. Rick.
Well, everybody, the reason I made this motion is that a lot of people have been getting on Jerry Summerall's case because he hasn't been showing up at the meetings when, in fact, you know, he's an unpaid GM, and this is what he does to get paid, is he does therapy sessions on Wednesdays. And I don't know, I think that we should show that, the LSB should show that we're not going to be, we're ready to move the meeting so he can attend if you want, as part of his job. That's it.
Rhonda, considering Larry's habits of, we understand why you can't come to the meetings, but he's also been a little slow with regards to responding to communication. So I think that maybe even if we were to pick a new date, I don't know that we would see Larry. I think it is important, very important, that there be some representation from management. It's always been my understanding in my time there that there is a management team. And that team is the development director, which we don't have one, the general manager, the program director, and the business manager. So I would like to make a substitute motion, I guess, that there be there be management representation at the regularly scheduled Wednesday night meeting. We've been having these on Wednesday nights for 15 years, and I'm not opposed to changing them. So perhaps an improvement would be if we could just get someone from management that we could ask questions and communicate with during our meetings.
I'll second. Okay. For Ted, I'm going to restate your motion and you tell me if I got it right.
Yes,
right.
Thank you for doing that.
I move to request, I don't know what verb to use,
that, I don't know whether it be the executive director or the general manager, appoint someone from the management team to attend the LSB meetings when he's not available.
Okay.
The bylaw statement is supposed to show.
You mean point of order?
Point of order.
I'm not trying to interrupt you, but by Article 7, Section 2, the last sentence is, these stations' managers shall serve as a non-voting member of the station's board. Even if we tried to pass the motion that you suggest, and even if it's the best idea in the world, it's against the bylaws. The station's manager, whoever, is required to do this. So that's my feeling that it's in violation of the bylaws.
30 years.
But I respect your good intention.
Okay. What is the wording for this? If I support the point of order?
You accept.
Sustain.
Point well taken.
Point well taken.
Point of information. Does that mean that we couldn't still request someone from management to come? I don't see how those two things are in conflict necessarily.
Because Rhonda's motion, as you stated it, was that the GM would appoint someone to come for.
It's a substitute.
Okay, then I'd like to amend it to conform. Can we do
okay,
that?
Can we get the original motion down really clearly before we amend it?
Yeah.
You
okay.
Have to go on the point of order first.
That's true. I just ruled that the motion was out of order. So if you want to amend, then you'll have to create a substitute motion or amend Rick's motion because we're back to Rick's. Am I right, everybody?
Yes.
Okay. We're moving on because that motion is out of order.
You're ruling it out of order.
Yes. Okay, so on staff right now, I have Joseph, Adriana, Adrian, Dwayne, Bill, Matthew, and then I'm going to put you down there, Rick. This is more people than I originally allowed for. Is that okay with everyone? We need someone to speak for the motion.
I'm speaking for it.
Okay, Joseph.
But it's a, I'm speaking for it, but I think the point that was made that I think Rick should go ahead and contact the IGM and get the days that are appropriate, so therefore I suggest that we postpone to the next meeting so that Rick can contact him and get days that he can be here, because then we won't be voting in the dark.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Is there an objection to postponing this motion until our, what is it, May meeting? Okay. So, Rick, we'll postpone your motion
okay.
to the May
Madam
meeting.
Chair, I just noticed that. Wendy, are you?
Hi, Rick.
Hi. Are you part of management? Do you consider yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. All right,
okay.
Never mind.
Okay. Thank you. So that motion has been postponed. There are no consent items on the agenda, so we're moving to Article Roman numeral 8, standing in special committee reports. There are a few things to move through in this section, and then at the end, we'll have question and answer to all the committee chairs about their reports that they sent us. We had a couple. The first item on this is the CAB chair and membership approval. If you look on your yellow sheet, this is the roster of our committee reports, and we've approved all committee memberships save the community advisory board, the CAB. We postponed this originally because we said we needed more information to make sure that these people were meeting the CPB requirements. I read the CPB requirements, and they require community advisory boards to be members of community advisory boards to not be staff or board members or programmers, and also to be representative of the community of the station of the city. The listeners. So I sent this email to Marianne requesting that all these people send us a statement that says both that they're not staff, board member, or programmer, and that what communities do they represent. And she kind of compiled that, and I put her email in the materials for this meeting, in the email that I sent before the meeting last week. It was an attachment. I get a lot of blank stares right now, so I'm going to bring it up and read it to you. Give me a moment. Just so you all know, those emails I send before the meeting have a lot of good information that is helpful for our meetings to run properly. So if you could at least have access to that information during these meetings, it would be helpful for us. Because now I have to go back. Okay, let's see. Okay, it was sent on April 10th, Tuesday, April 10th. From Marianne Martinez to me. Hi, Casey. I can tell you that three CAB members are members of the Blue Society. Terry LaFave is primarily blues guy. Tim O'Dowd represents unions. He is an officer in a government union. Myself, Marianne, represent Latinos. Joel Smith is Arcadian and represents Louisiana Cajun. Craig Leitner represents the black community and works in the mental health field. By the way, the community advisory board is a creation of the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. The mandate of CAB is to meet CPB requirements in order to qualify for funding. Pacific has not received funding since 2010 because they are out of compliance until this is not relevant. So that's her answering my two CPB questions. Adriana.
Basically, I think that you have that with you now, but what we always do, and this is part of what he said, it's in several. Every time that the new member is proposed a new member for the CAB, they come to the LSB, and the LSB approved that membership. That didn't happen in the last year and a half, at least. And some of the members that are here, we never saw them, they never came to us, because this, you see in our rules, and you see it in the CPB, that is exactly like we approve the membership. The only way that you can approve the membership if you know who the members are. And it's up to us be sure that they follow some limits in the time that they should be there. And it's up to us for selection. Never happened. Some of these members never came to us, and some of the ones that were there, they are not anymore.
We're kind of in no person's land right now because there's no motion on the floor, so let me clarify something. My process, I emailed Marianne and I said, please come to our meeting and bring all of these people to the meeting to speak with us. And if they're unable to, at least have them send us a letter, a statement about who they are and their membership and all of that. And this is what I have. So I need some motion to tell us as a body what to
postpone?
Do.
To postpone the decision till we have the CAP members.
Point of information.
I'd like to make a motion.
Oh, okay, there's a motion on the floor now. Let me get this point of information, then I'll see if there's a second.
Since you did speak with the chair of this committee, I know for a fact that they haven't met in the last year or two.
All right.
Okay. Well, I would drop it. I know as chair, when I was chair, that the
what's your request for information?
Well, exactly. How do we know if this committee is in fact active, and when was the last time it met? It hasn't submitted any report. I know for a fact in the last 2 years. So I think it's nothing but deference. We have to defer this.
Point of order.
Second.
I came to the meeting last year and gave a presentation, which I recall correctly. As a member of this.
Okay.
Second.
There's a second for postponement. This is the second time it's been postponed. Is there an objection?
I object.
Point of information. What are we postponing it for exactly?
We're postponing until they come to our meetings.
And they call. I mean, we need to have meetings. We need to know what's going on. Is that an obligation?
So, Adriana, can you clarify if we're postponing this decision until when?
Till we can have the Ms. Martinez come to us, explain the situation, and follow up.
So we need Marianne to come to our meeting.
Absolutely. And the people, if they want the membership being approved, the membership...
Okay, I'm just clarifying the motion. So the motion is we're going to postpone our approval of CAB membership until... Marianne Martinez comes to our meeting and gives us a report. Is that still seconded, Joseph?
Oh, yes.
Is that still objected to?
Yes.
Okay. Do we need to debate this? It seems like we do. Okay, so I...
No.
You're out of order, Wendy.
Request for information.
We have speakers for and against, so...
point of information?
Yes.
Are they separate?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Request for information.
Bill?
Was it to require her to come here personally or just send a report? I didn't quite get that.
Does it require her to be here personally?
Sure, because it's a lot of questions that never get answered. How does members?
You still, I just need you to answer the question and argue it. Bill, do you still want to be on stack?
No.
Okay. Susie?
I just want to clarify.
Are you speaking for or against?
I have a point of information.
Okay.
So that I can make...
Yeah.
So I just wanted to understand, you asked her if these people that are supposedly on the committee could give you something talking about themselves or why they're qualified or why they want to be on the... So when she comes, she needs to bring that with her, right? Mm-hmm. If the members aren't coming with her. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Is that part of your motion, Adriana?
Well, how are we going to find the first thing that we need is the chair explaining because she sent these names.
But that's not currently part of the motion.
She needs to come here and make it. Probably will be better if they want us to approve the membership. The members should be here. But it's up to them. The first one that needs to come, she sent you that. She needs to come and tell us. She knows because...
So to answer your question, no, just a second, I'm answering Susie's question. To answer your question, Susie, the most on the floor right now is just that we're postponing this decision until Marianne comes to our meeting. The details that you suggested are not currently on this unless you suggest an amendment.
Okay. Bob?
Does anyone have a copy of CPB guidelines? Because I'm not sure the LSB is authorized to ask for the physical presence of the entire committee.
Madam Chair.
Their general guidelines.
Was this a point of order? This is important. This is a point of order. Yeah. So
it's a question.
Yeah. So
and let me just add to it that I was participating once or twice, and their overall intent is to be independent of us. So
we have to approve the membership, and those are the requirements for CPB.
But my only point was physical presence.
Yes,
of the entire committee.
Dwayne.
Well, I'll defer to you in a minute, and I'll defer to him. And he's
not on staff.
Is that?
No.
I think that we're getting ahead of ourselves because most of you have revealed by your concern and questions. You haven't read the CPB. So I would encourage you to take the time. Don't be lazy readers. It's called CPB, Corporation of Public Broadcasting.org. Go in, do a little search and say, CAB, Community Advisory Board, do some homework. Because the reality of that is that we do have authority over the CAB by CPB. We don't control the CAB, but the CAB reports to this body. And the CAB's purpose is to be the eyes and the ears and the conduits of bringing what the community says it wants and to help the LSB in its A through M, it's A through L sites to ensure that the public and all communities are being represented in our programming, in our management, in our governance, everything.
Time, is there anyone to speak against the motion? Against the motion to postpone?
I want to speak.
I'll speak.
Okay, and then Nancy. Are you speaking for Nancy?
No, against postponement.
You're against postponement? Then you're up. Go ahead.
Yes. Whatever y'all decide, whatever we decide, they're supposed to meet by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting requirements at least quarterly, at least minimum. They haven't met since the beginning of December, so we don't know if they just decided to kaput or...
Nancy, please, yes, if you vote against.
Yeah, so postponing, why can't we just...
Can the chief comes?
Well,
Nancy has the floor.
Well, so if the chair would... I've already contacted them, and they're still interested, and they should say so, or meet, at least. Or are they going to wait until May to decide they're going to meet? They should be meeting.
It's kind of a chicken and the egg because we haven't approved
them. So
they could say they're not meeting because we haven't approved them. I'm sorry, I put myself on staff. That was not okay. Rick, is there someone to speak for postponement?
Yeah.
Joseph?
Okay. Again, as Mr. Lark correctly pointed out, if you actually go and read on the CPB website, there is a whole bunch of requirements on what the CB is, and one of the most important things I wanted to point out, the CB's purpose, and unfortunately in the past, this has been the problem with the CAB, is they become they're like giving input on what we're already playing. That's not their job. Their job is to be in contact with all the people in the broadcast area and to give community feedback so we might introduce new programs such that we don't have. Now, as far as order, so I would say point of order, whatever you want to call it, how we're supposed to be doing this and the bylaws and structure, what the LSB is required to do is to approve the membership and make sure that they do the reporting and make sure that they are, in fact, receiving those purposes. That's what the CPB requires of this LSB, is to make sure they're doing all the reporting and that they are, in fact, not just listening to our own broadcasts and they're actually reaching out to the greater community. That's where we have to make sure. And if they're not doing that, we have to make adjustments with maybe getting a new cab or something. So that's my point.
Okay. Can I have
speak against?
So, do I understand correctly that we're supposed to make sure that they're doing their job, correct?
Yes.
So, have we done that?
This is part of that, is approving their membership.
Are we evaluating if they have done their job right now? Is that what we're doing?
No.
Okay. So, when do we do that?
Madam
That's a good question.
He wants some more.
That's a good question. Let's not get off this motion. Let's settle this motion, please. Rick, you are on staff. You're speaking against postponement?
Yeah, I think we should just go ahead and approve the names Marianne has. I mean, she sent you a report telling you who they are and who they're supposed to represent of the community. So I
plenty of information.
So I think they should we should approve it instead of postpone this.
I was just going to ask the question. If we can't get them to even tell us who they are, how are they going to give us any other information? They have.
That seems like a strange point of information. I'm not sure.
Okay, sorry.
We had three speakers for and three against. That was the process we agreed to, unless there's a motion to extend debate on this.
No.
Okay. So the motion on the table was made by Adriana to... postpone approval of CAD membership until they deliver a report. No, that wasn't the motion. Adriana moved to postpone the approval of CAD membership until Marianne Martinez attends a meeting. And speaks to the board.
We want to expand on that, and does what? What do we want her to do?
We've already made them. We can't expand on a motion after we've already debated it for 10 minutes. That was the motion. I clarified it twice, and then we debated
move
it.
Move to vote?
So just show up.
Yeah, she needs to come to a meeting. And her report will always be on our agenda, as it has been.
Call the question.
All those in favor of postponing this decision? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 passes. I'll email Marianne again. If I haven't ever met her in person, so if others, if you have a good relationship with her, please encourage her to come next month. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I have something I'd like to say about that.
It's out of order, Deb. We've already made a decision. We're moving.
I'm not talking about whether we should vote on that or not. Talking about the reception she's going to get. If she comes here, it's a voluntary position. It's a voluntary position. And if she comes in here and gets jumped on by people, you can find yourself some more volunteers.
Deb, I personally don't want to hear that because I'm doing my best not allowing anyone to jump on anyone. So if that happens, you also are responsible for calling the point of order, and I trust you will do so.
Okay, I will.
We're moving on with the agenda. We're on item Roman numeral 8B, budget approval. PK left. The finance committee report, I didn't have a lot of these from the last meeting. I tried to put one in every folder. They're on white paper. They're one page. They say finance committee report. I think most folders had one. I have one. No.
No problem.
They were also emailed in the meeting materials email.
You have one over there?
Can you raise it up if you have it, just so I can see where they are in the room? You have two?
Minutes of Finance Committee you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Are they the same?
Yeah.
I'll take one.
So I'm hoping sharing can happen over here. Any on this side of the table?
No.
Oh, man. Who has access to their... Can someone look to my email that I sent on April 10th to find it?
I looked by the April 10th email, but I don't see it.
I'm not getting it.
Some reason. Okay, yeah, let's be agenda material.
Are there any of you pulling it up? Matthew, Adrian, do you have
it? Oh, got it. Yeah.
Michael,
does anyone need it sent to them? I've got it up.
Just send it again.
All right.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah. Because it'll be at the top.
Okay.
I think you sent it on April 10th, right?
Yeah.
That other stuff.
And I had to send three because I was present, I think, but it's one of the April 10th emails from me that says meeting materials.
All right, you should have gotten it now.
Will you make sure that Rick and Matthew got it too? Because they're...
Oh, I have to put them in?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. We're working on the list.
No, do I just put me in? Because we can pull mine up.
Well, she says he can't get it.
Oh, but
home.
She has a hard copy. Okay.
Okay.
Just looking at
it. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Rick and who?
Matthew.
Oh, he got it. Okay.
No, don't worry about me.
All right.
So our task tonight is to approve the budget. So that was what was on the agenda.
Point of information. I apologize. I didn't look at it. I don't have a copy of it. But was there a decision made about whether to manage in the budget? I know in the last finance committee meeting that I participated in, which was about probably 4 months ago. Do we know yet whether the manager's position is going to be full-time or part-time? Is that in the budget? And if it's not, then I'm not going to approve it.
Does someone in the finance committee want to speak to that, Ted?
Yeah, the budget is not ready for approval. We have a meeting scheduled again with Markeisha. I think it's posted at kbftx.org. For the end of the month, I think it's around the 25th.
What'd you say, Rick? Do you know?
Yeah, it says April the 25th.
Okay.
So I move that we postpone the approval of the budget at this time.
I'm sorry,
I'd love to have it.
I'm delayed because this is the third thing we've postponed and we call this meeting.
No, exactly.
Just to postpone things. So, is there an objection to postponing this?
No.
All right. So we will postpone budget approval. Come on, finance committee. Yeah. Okay. Question and answer. I propose question and answer for committees based on reports or non-reports. I think the process I propose is that we give a 30-second question, and then the person the question is directed to has a one-minute response. The goal of these questions is to understand committee work and what's going on committees. So we have some committee chairs here. We have some committee chairs who are not here, but members of that committee are here. And then you were given reports, I think, from technology, from development, from governance, and from MSRC. And finance. So please refer to those reports as well and the meeting material. Is there any questions for committee chairs or committee members? Yes.
Does the finance committee now have on their, do they have their agenda up yet for the next meeting? Go ahead.
We're just reviewing the spreadsheet of the proposed budget that was provided to us by management, and that's pretty much what we do.
Can you carve out, my request would be to ask if you could possibly please carve out, make sure you carve out a moment to approve of the ad money for the MS, for the search for the GM this time, because it wasn't done last time. We asked them to do it last time, mm-hmm. and it wasn't done. And now I would really, really, really like to impress upon you how important it is that this move forward. Because as you guys don't do that, then we can't move forward with what we need to do at the MSRC.
Yeah,
so with that, shaking the head about.
Yeah, no, there's discretionary funds. The LSV has a line item in the budget. And we don't, just because the budget has not been approved, that does not, should not stop what this body did last month in approving that particular item.
You didn't approve.
Okay. Is there another question?
I think that overall, Adrian is expressing a sense of insecurity, and certainly with the way things have been going on for the last year or so, that isn't warranted. So perhaps you could just include an identification of how what that discretionary fund has in it as part of the budget to help her feel assured that that money's available.
Boss, just quick, that's not a point of order, but that's a good point. Audra, you wanted to speak? Respond.
I mean, obviously, the problem into the budget was supposed to be approved last year, and it's done in September, the budget of this year, and we don't even have it. What we are trying to do is have a realistic budget. They are working any way, but the whole foundation doesn't have any budget approved. That is one of the big problems. What we are doing, we are trying to talk to management to see where we are standing. You know, what we can, how we can work. And I'm sure that we can find without any problem the places where we can get money. It doesn't need to come from the LSB. No. That could
Finance
talk about the budget with the management. Then we can, once that we have more clarification, we can come and we can say, yes, this line in the budget allow that. That doesn't mean that the LSB approved that already.
Yeah.
Madam Chair. Okay, the $1,500 in question, I keep hearing an allusion to the line item for the LSB. And I've said it before, and I don't think you listened. That of that line item, which is $2,400, which as chair I set, we maintained, we created, there was never a line item with a lot of disagreement on that, but we're spending $60 a month at least per meeting. So my estimation with the six or seven meetings we've had so far, we're just into the first trimester, if you will. We spent $540 of that $2,400 allotment. If you go forward, we're going to eat up 75-80% of that just on meetings. So that line item is not going to take care of that $1,500. I want to be clear about that.
Joseph, are you asking a question or are you responding?
I'm addressing the topics.
Come to order, everybody.
One, we're not operating under our budget right now. In essence, as has been pointed out both locally and nationally, we're operating out of a slush fund. That's just the way it is without budgets. Therefore, the request that came from this LSB last month we specifically suspended the rules so that it could go bypass the Finance Committee. It's going directly to the GM. It'll be up to the GM to approve it or not. There's nothing special he has to take it out of. There's no constraints. It's just a management decision. So that's it.
Bill?
I was just going to say what Dwayne said.
Okay. I have a new question, and this is for Deb, Joseph, or Dwayne. You were appointed as the membership convener to the Program Council Recruitment Subcommittee, and I would like a progress report on how that work is going. How close are we to having a Program Council?
Well, let me jump on the sword first, because I believe I agreed to be the convener, and if they want to take some of that sword, let them take it. But I'm willing to step up and simply say that because of my understanding of the configuration of the meeting, and I think Adriana disagreed with me in session, but she subsequently gave me the document that was the original document of the PNB that substantiated my position and my understanding, and that is this is a management committee. Only means that the way that they structured it, we get to choose. Management gets to choose, and there needs to be a cartel and some type of arrangement by which programmers will get to choose among themselves. Since that hasn't happened, I felt no need, first, to move forward with all the other things that I've got on my plate with respect to KPFT and Pacifica and my business and community service. So when we move on those two other issues, notwithstanding the fact I know we don't have a manager, an IGM, or any other description that will be amenable and receptive to our work. So those are the two reasons why it hasn't moved.
So can I have a follow-up question before anyone else responds?
Sure.
What are the steps that need to happen in order for us to have a program council up and running? And which of those steps are your responsibilities, as you understand?
I'll deduce the Deb.
Deb.
I would, the first thing we do need, just as he said, three branches. We need volunteers from each of those to be willing to put in time and effort into several aspects, and we need to decide what the what those needs are mostly should be focused on. And I am willing to go to the current manager and see if I can set that up, and I will talk to people who are programmers and see if we can set that up so that we get people, at least we have a group. But we've got a long way to go.